What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants.
Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm J-Clone74. Yep, that one.
And today we're going to discuss a ghost.
A ghost? What? Huh? A ghost?
The Mud Bay Ghost of Door County.
Of Door County?
Door.
Like D-O-R-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Located in Wisconsin's Thumb. Or the part of the state which sticks out into Lake Michigan.
Okay.
For those of you less familiar with Dairyland's Mitten Geography, which America's Dairyland, America's Scary Land.
Yeah.
Check out their podcast. They're great.
It's a fitting name.
Mm-hmm.
What else is it? What's those gas stations up there? Oh, is it a Quick Trip? Is that what
is that what it is?
I can't remember.
I think it's the one that has the fishing licenses and everything.
Mm.
I know what they like, the cow, or what is it, Spotted Cow. My brothers all drink that.
Yeah, the beer or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's literally cases in my mom's garage for them.
Just from Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Cases, I mean like 8 or 9 cases.
That's ridiculous. Must be good. Never had it.
Never had it.
But I like Wisconsin. Good state travel too.
So Door County is one of the most admired and visited locations in the entire state. It's known for its miles of picturesque shoreline.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. No way that was the third time I had to say it. If anybody can't tell, I'm still sick and I'm losing my voice and I'm extremely tired. Try not to cough.
I kind of hope we keep all the old ones in there.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Picturesque.
It has a postcard-worthy lighthouses, 2,000 miles of the county within Death's Door, has been attracting visitors since the settlement began in the mid-19th century. Prior to the European immigrant settlement, though, The location was home to various people since for the last 10,000 or 12,000 years.
Okay.
It's been always populated.
Yeah.
Originally, it was claimed by the French.
The French?
The French.
Oh, those pesky French people?
I think we just talked about this on Monday's episode.
I think so. The Louisiana Purchase.
It's actually rolled in the same stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the French?
Just in general?
Mm-hmm.
It's something for Patreon. I'll share on Patreon.
No, you said it Monday.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, I don't know. I mean,
because Monday was the
I still have yet to meet one that I've gotten along with. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I have met one person from France.
I've not met anybody from France.
We had, when I was coaching track in high school, we had an exchange student named Philippe. Philippe was his name. Straight from France. He was pretty awesome. Actually, I asked him, remember when Notre Dame Church burnt down?
Yeah.
He was here in America in Ada when that happened. And like, I just asked him about it like the day after in track, like, what's going on? And he looked extremely sad, which I imagine why. And that's all he said. He just says, it's horrible. This is a tragedy.
Oh, you caught my can't talk.
Yeah, I got it. It's in the air. Probably, but no, yeah, that's the only French person I've ever actually met and got to know from France. And he was an awesome kid. Well, now he would be a grown man.
A man.
Yeah.
So originally claimed by the French in the 1600s, the peninsula eventually fell under British control in the 1760 and remained under their control until 1815. Remember what, 1815? There's a song about 1815. Oh. When we took a little trip.
I don't know. What's the song?
You see, even after the United States officially won the Revolutionary War in 1783, the signing of the Treaty of Paris, thus to take legal ownership of the Northwest Territory from the British rule, held much power and influence in the surrounding areas due to the fur trade, specifically those areas up and around Canada. The reason this continued control was, at the time, the Northwest Territory, which would become the future Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
It was so far removed from the events that were taking place on the east side of the young country, that nobody in the newly created Congress really paid much attention to what was going on in the center, except for the British.
It's just kind of the Wild West of the center.
So, like, when the U.S. won the Revolutionary War against the British,
yeah,
the British were still behind them, just kind of were like, well, we're done with this because it's not profitable anymore.
Yeah.
We still own all this. So, yeah, Congress didn't pay any much. That all changed, though, on December 24th of 1814, after the War of 1812, ended the Treaty of Gehent. I don't know. G-H-E-N-T.
G-H-E-Gent.
Gent.
I say Gent.
The Treaty of Gent was signed, thus officially recognizing the agreed-upon borders and boundaries established between the United States and the British North America.
Okay.
During this unstable time period, though, in a fluctuation of ownership, the area of land would later eventually become Wisconsin, was part of many different territories. Everything from 1788 to 1800, it was part of the Northwest Territory. From 1800 to 1809, it was part of the Indian Territory. 1809 to 1818, it was grouped with the Illinois Territory. And from 1818 to 1836, it could be found within the Michigan Territory. But eventually in 1836, the future Badger State decided to forge its own path and establish the Wisconsin Territory within just 12 short years. It would make leaps of the territory from territory to state and started down the path of becoming well-known and loved today.
Mm. Yes, very much. Well-known for its beer and its cheese.
I'm trying not to cough.
And Green Bay Packers.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah, that's what Wisconsin's known for. Beer, cheese, and the Green Bay Packers.
I just know nothing about sports ball.
Yeah, but I'm been separating myself from it. It's just, it's not, it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's all just a distraction. Now, youth sports, I'm all for, because that teaches teamwork. You know, sometimes you need to get roughed up a little bit, especially as a young man. It's good to get roughed up. It's good for the body. It's good for the soul. Even if you break an arm or two, it's good for you.
I don't think football is good for young people.
I do. It's good. It's good, teaches teamwork. Kids slam into each other all the time. There's not enough weight and force to, I don't care what people say.
I've watched it happen.
I've lived through it. I was probably the smallest one on our team for my all 3 years playing midget football. That's what we call it.
I don't know. They use Nick for a football.
I think I did me too. I was.
That's why your hair fell out.
Well, yeah, they used to use me to punt. I flew the furthest.
It is. There's no underestimate that could go on about with the particular point of both North America and Wisconsin history. What within the fur wars, which led to mining or of historical boundary disputes, the general state history is not what we're here to talk about.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about, you know, a ghost in this area.
Right.
Sorry, excuse me. So Door County was known prior to the 20th century. Mentioned above earlier, Wisconsin was controlled by the French during the 17th century. During this time, Door County was expected French, most widely spoken language outside of the spoken by, you know, various Native American tribes. The Potawatomi, Winnebago, and Ojibwe.
Oh, you got the Potawatomi.
Potawatomi. It's Ojibwe, right?
I think so. Ojibwe. Or I think I said Ojibwe.
I think it's Ojibwe, though.
Okay.
I
don't know. That's just how I always read it.
And this, is it the Sac?
Is that
S-A-U-K?
Sioux. Wait, S-A-U-K?
Yeah, and it's not the Sioux. I know I got that one wrong.
S-A-Sauk?
I think it's the Sauk or Sac.
Yeah.
Tribe.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Along with verbal segregation, the French-controlled fur trade in the area began to grow into an extremely profitable business. So much so, that it was one of two main reasons the British wanted to maintain control over the area after the later acquisitions.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all about fur. It was all about beavers.
Well, I mean,
they'd wiped them out of the UK a long time ago.
We've worn that. Where we've seen that one dude's beaver hat. I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Beaver boots.
In 1887, the newspaper located in Door County called the Door County Advocate published a story headlining "The Ghostly Teamster of Mud Bay." And in it, they spoke of two lumbermen by the name of James Caddy and A. Preston. These two men were engaged in logging under Mr. Adderson, were said to be in Mud Bay area near the town of Bailey's Harbor on March 23rd, when they had their ghostly encounter. The men who were only witnesses to the event were said to be so affected by their sight of them, Mr. Patterson refused to come back to the area later out of fear of the ghostly sighting was an omen of some other unknown dangers yet to come.
Mm.
So he was just seeing this horrible apparition. It was like, I'm not going back there.
Yeah. Nope.
The whole thing's about to be eaten by a portal.
Yeah.
The story begins while out working in the dense woods on the 23rd. The two men heard a faint sound of, give me any guess. What would be, you're two adult lumberjacks.
Okay.
It's March. You're out harvesting wood. You hear a sound that I will give you a hint is not eerie unless you're in like this kind of situation.
I would imagine a little kid of a kid's voice.
That's good. That's a good guess. Sleigh bells.
Interesting.
So it's midday and you hear
Santa?
Sleigh bells, yeah. Finding this very strange due to not only recently extremely heavy snowfall, but also the location they were at only possessed a single sleigh logging trail in and out. And the men sloped and listened to the unknown jingling sound. So they're like, we're not even near the only sleigh trail.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it could be something like just, do they actually put sleigh bells on a sleigh that's not Santa's?
Yes.
Okay.
So they knew what the sound was, or they were very familiar with the sound, but it was snowing very heavy, so deep that the sleigh couldn't go because it would just dig down.
Okay.
And they were nowhere near the road.
Oh, they were not near the
sleigh. No, they were not near the sleigh road.
Okay. Okay. Now I understand.
So it's very odd they're hearing this sound.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that must have been a terrible storm. It really blew them off track, huh?
Yeah. They stood there trying to determine which direction the sound was even coming from. They started to realize the sound was growing much, much louder, as if the source was quickly approaching their location. Staring down the logging trail, figuring that their fellow lumbermen were drawing near to a new cart, the men were ultimately shook by seeing an unknown sleigh being pulled quickly by what appeared to be two extremely large horses, one solid black and one pure white.
Ebony and ivory.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you need something quick and convenient like my family does, my ultimate high-protein dinner hack is grabbing pre-marinated steak tips and making them extra crispy and charred in the air fryer while the inside stays juicy and medium rare. I can't say enough about the convenience of Omaha Steaks. Thanks to them, I always have the highest quality proteins on hand. Enjoy exceptional flavor in the convenience of Omaha Steaks during their Spring Savings event. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. And right now, you can get the world's best everyday protein during their Spring Savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to shop their Spring Savings event and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Well, what other names?
What other horse? What other animals are coming white, all pure white and pure black, that are omens?
I should probably know this.
Dogs.
Oh, I didn't
remember
know
the
that.
Black Shuck and the white Shuck.
Oh,
the UK?
Yeah, true. Okay,
the black one's the good one.
And I was thinking actual like.
No.
Like not supernatural.
Supernatural.
Because the first thing I thought of a white, cheetah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. A leopard. I mean, that's what it is, right? Leopards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Pulled by these horses. Realizing that the pair of horses were not going to stop, the men had to jump out of the way and lay their eyes on a sight that they were not prepared for. So they're on this little trail. These two monstrous horses, one all black, one all white, is pulling a sleigh, coming barreling at them. At first, they think it's their buddies. It has to be another logger.
Yeah.
So they're kind of walking at it, and they realize it's not stopping.
Yeah.
They had to jump out of the way, and they're looking at what's passing. Attached to the two monstrous horses was a particularly looking old logging sleigh. Sitting upon it was an unknown man with his hat pulled down so low his facial features could not be recognized. After sailing past them, the men, at high speed, the sleigh suddenly came to a complete halt. It gets past him and then...
You hear the tires screech.
The tires screech. Stops. The unknown stranger sitting up on the sleigh began to shout at the two men in a language in a language neither of them could understand.
Okay.
When they got up, when they got close to the sleigh, they could not understand. When asked about it later, they both stated that they felt the man was probably speaking French. The stranger continued to shout to the man, and they both feel that he could, you know, they could use some assistance. Like, he's yelling for them to come over and help him.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe he lost control or something like that. So they're like, all right.
His baguette got hard, and he was trying to offload
chipping
it.
His teeth.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity, they approached. As they got close to the sleigh, Mr. Cuddy asked the driver what if he needed some assistance, but the stranger did not answer. He instead sat there with his head down and his hat still pulled it really low. Unsure of what to do, Cuddy proceeded to ask again. But then suddenly, as if a bolt of lightning had charged up the horses, the contrasting color team shot off the trail, pulling the strange-looking sleigh with a silent stranger along with them. He's there asking, you need help? And he can't see his face.
Yeah.
And he's speaking some language before that he couldn't understand, and he assumed it was French.
Right.
And then, whoosh, and they shoot off into the woods.
Okay.
Shocked at what had just occurred, the two lumbermen stood there silently, staring down the trail, not knowing that it would soon end, and the driver would be forced to turn around. But the trail doesn't end that far away.
Yeah. They know the end's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Knowing that it would soon end, the driver had to turn around. The men backed off to the side and patiently waited. Within just a few minutes, the horse team and sleigh came charging down the trail again.
Back at them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Cuddy attempting to follow them, but their speed provided to be too great. Peterson did his best to watch where they had were heading and standing upon a tall log, but he'd also failed as the horses ran fast and he had never seen them before. But the two men did not completely write off the chance of figuring out who was on the trail, because who the mysterious stranger was and what he was doing, since there was only one trail in the area.
Right.
They're like, well, we'll have to run back into him eventually.
Yeah.
The mysterious sleigh would soon meet their fellow lumbermen who were currently on their way back to the location via ox cart. So there's another trail. There's another team of lumbermen that he's about to run into.
Okay.
The silent stranger would ultimately be forced to stop or risk colliding with the advancing cart. So they know he's going to run in. This giant ox cart takes up all the space.
Okay.
So he's either going to run into a team of oxen or he's going to pull over.
I bet neither happened.
Mm.
My guess.
The two lumbermen watched and waited for the sleigh to make its way back to their location because he's got to turn around and come this way.
Right.
All while being followed closely behind by their cart, but both were ultimately shocked to see their only other fellow cohorts rounding the bend. Without giving the ox team a chance to stop, the two men ran up to the drive. To the drivers up front and asked if they had any idea where the strange man and the horses had gone. The team cart said, one, Mr. Norman, and the other was the boss for the whole operation, Mr. Anderson, explained that they had encountered no such sleigh, and nor had they seen any man resembling the description they both provided.
Yeah.
Knowing this had to be a mistake of some kind, the two men searched the trail for signs of the sleigh, where it maybe had gone off. But in a bizarre twist, they were only able to find evidence of their own ox trail.
Mm.
No sleigh trail, no horse prints were able to be discovered. It was as if the silent stranger and his powerful team had simply never existed in the first place.
Wow.
According to the papers, at the time of the event, the snow depth in the location reached upwards of 18 inches. This location alone, in which the encounter took place, made it almost impossible for a sleigh to operate anywhere outside of a clear trail. Especially with a team of horses as large as they were, you know, dubbed by these people, because of the lack of evidence and resulting in the search of the area by the four men provided useless. The entire event was ultimately labeled supernatural in nature. They're like, you just seen a ghost or something.
Yeah, which they probably did.
Feeling that they had truly encountered a ghostly sled team, Mr. Peterson removed himself from the team that they're in the logging area and refused to ever go back, taking the silent stranger as a bad omen of future events.
That's probably good foresight.
I like the Grim Reaper or the Devil.
Something like that, yeah.
Whether this provided to be correct or not, we don't know. But it's not the only mention. But we are unaware, as this is the first and only mention of the ghostly sleigh in the driver of Door County.
Huh. That's kind of odd. It only happened this one. Well, at least that we know of. Well, it's still, too. I mean, we don't know how populated that logging area was.
I mean, it still hasn't been seen again.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, it's just a weird little story.
Yeah, I mean, I like the...
I gotta apologize, everybody at home. I'm struggling a little bit.
You were in the chicken house all last week at the fair.
I was very sick. And the chickens and everything like that. It was like 1,200 chickens.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling very great.
You're powering through, though.
I'm trying, but it's coming. I can feel like...
things are coming up. I think it's very interesting, the black and white, like, horses. That's,
Yeah, I get very much, like, Shuck vibes.
Well, something beyond that, though, because they're together. It's like they're in tandem. You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of times...
Like, yin and yang together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But the UK, they're seen often together.
Oh, they are? Okay.
In the same woods at the same time, where you'll encounter one and then the other.
This one's just... It feels more weird because they're, like, domesticated. You know what I mean? They're pulling a sleigh. It's weird. Like, they're working in tandem.
It's the devil controlling your fate.
Well, I mean, it's that, or it is. It's a sign of supernatural. Well, and the contrasting black and white. I don't want to get all like occulty and weird stuff. But like, like Masons will use that in their symbolism. You know, the black and white, like checkered tiled floor, you know?
I know nothing about that.
I mean, I don't know much at all. I just seen the symbolism. It's often used. And I know the black and white can represent, like, obviously the opposites, because that's what they are. But they also represent, like, the yin and yang, like the two opposite forces that are intertwined, working together. They, like, you can't have good without the bad. You can't have light without the dark. Those kind of things.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm just in yelling in general. I'm trying to yell to get this point out of my brain that my mouth's refusing to explain properly. But yeah, just something like that. But then the guy's face not actually being able to see it. Like, that's also perhaps some kind of sign. It kind of reminds me of that story I told about the, down at Norris Lake, the ghost ship,
mm-hmm.
like floating thing that the guy, we saw the guy there, and that, I don't know, it's just weird stuff. But I imagine, I mean, to me, this is completely a supernatural like phenomena, almost like the, what's it called? The guy that wears the shirt in the woods, the hobo. But the actual
the flannel man,
the flannel man. Yeah, I couldn't think of flannel for some reason.
You know. I haven't, no, go ahead, sorry, just flannel man thought.
There's just, I've just, the, with the flannel man, you know, a guy out in the woods wearing a flannel shirt, like.
But he's normally pretty nice. This guy was a little rude.
I maybe. What, are you saying that because he's French?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, first he almost ran him over.
Yeah, I doubt he was speaking French, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know. He could have been, but.
So here's one of the thoughts I had.
A cryptic dead language.
A cryptic dead language.
That's French.
I knew what you meant.
It's going to be.
I still got to check to see if they're our last country where, like, we have one listener in and we're trying to get rid of.
If he's still hanging on, it's probably Philippe.
Yeah, probably. What was I just saying? Oh.
Flannel man.
So, I don't know. This seems very time-slippy to me.
Okay.
Because it was a logging sleigh,
mm-hmm.
two horses, a French guy,
mm-hmm.
which would have been there 150 years ago.
Okay.
So what if the powerful storm, like we talk about time slips and vortexes and all this stuff, the French guy literally pulled up out of, like, he was on a trail, he hit deep snow. That's why he lost control for a second.
Yeah.
And he was yelling at these guys, and then he's like, well, they can't talk. I don't know what they're saying. Because they're speaking English and speaking French.
Then like a bolt of lightning, the horses reanimate and just burst out of there.
Well, they may have felt the pressure.
Maybe.
And then he ran back into the portal.
I just went back. I don't know. It's weird. It's definitely very odd. It's very, very odd. I don't know the answers to it, though. But there's got to be some kind of connecting factor. Like, whoever he was is tied to something.
Like what?
I don't know. Like I said, with the black and white symbolism.
What's the guy in, is it Greek or Roman mythology that the ferryman?
The fairy? Oh! I know what you're talking about. That, yeah, that ferries you across the.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after you pass away. I think it's. Oh gosh, I don't know. They showed him. They talked about it in Hercules, didn't they? Mm-hmm. The cartoon movie. I don't remember his name though.
Yeah, because the ferryman could. And maybe this is the ferryman.
Maybe. I mean,
I was actually reading stuff about the ferryman a couple months ago, I guess now. It felt like weeks ago, but it was months ago.
Yeah.
To where it is one of those things that's culturally inherited, where it's just all different versions.
Okay.
It didn't have to be like a ferryman.
Yeah.
But it's all the same through line, where it's like everything from a covered wagon to a carriage to like an actual like ferry.
Okay.
Like a boat.
Okay.
It can be any of those things, and it's just like a trans, like it symbolizes transition.
Okay, gotcha. And
like you said, having the fates pulling,
right? The threads.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah. The fates are the horses.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Here's one. I just was Googling real quick.
Excuse me. I don't mean to sniffle. I'm trying to hold on.
It was saying, "What do two horses symbolize?" It's the duality of the horse in Plato's myth. Two horses are driven by a charioteer. Symbolizing reason, who has the difficult task of reaching, oh gosh, I can't even read that word, the world of ideas and truth. That's where, to reaching that part of your brain. So the pair of horses symbolizes the dualism tied to the irrational part of the soul and its continuous inner struggle. What if these guys were just having a psychotic break being out there in the woods?
They could have just ran into a French guy that was really mad, and then he crashed off the trail.
Yeah.
He's just dead in a ditch.
And so they couldn't find his body because...
Oh, the horses could have just kept pulling and pulling and pulling through the woods.
Just kept going. Yeah. As big as he described them, maybe. Yeah.
I was just playing with a horse named Champagne that was a big draft horse.
Oh, yeah?
I think she could pull a sleigh.
Draft horses are big and powerful.
That's what I mean, that had to be what they were using to pull.
If that, yeah, whatever these horses were. Yeah. And the bottom of that lake.
They're still there.
Mm-hmm. You can ice fish pulp their bones still.
I would not put it past it. I'm going to assume that they're decomposed by now.
Come on, a horse skull? Horse tooth?
Who knows? Anything is possible.
That's true.
All right. I've been the great and sick mystery.
And I've been J-Clone 74.
I just don't got any more energy. I think I'm done for the week.
Tapping out.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.